Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 230. Gosh, I hope I get this right, because I can't look at it right now for reasons that will soon become apparent. Recorded on Tuesday, August 13th, 2019, as episode 12, of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. So, this is being recorded on Tuesday, but it's for Monday. Oops. I'm also going to record Tuesday today. I'm getting back in the group. So this is recorded on Tuesday, but it's about Meta Monday. And it's actually kind of a perfect thing because I'm going to talk about how I screwed this up and what I'm doing. And I'm doing a little experiment, even though I don't actually need to now at this point. I had to travel for work. I had some meeting stuff in Atlanta yesterday. And I knew it was going to be a bunch of travel. And then a bunch of travel back. And I knew beforehand. And what I should have done is what I heard Nutty talking about when I was listening to a podcast today, where she just recorded stuff in advance. And I've heard other people do the same thing. Some people do it every day in advance, you know. Well, I don't know why I didn't do that. I didn't even. And it's one of those things. It's like other stuff that I do sometimes where I don't even think about. It's not like I thought about it and said, nah, I can handle it. I just didn't even think about it. I am in my groove of me doing it on the, and I just don't even think about, even when I know there's going to be a challenge to it, I just don't even think about it. I don't know why. Just part of me. So I was like, it'll be okay. There will be time at some point to get this done. Even though its meetings included a dinner. So, it wasn't like after work was going to be free time. But I was like, we'll get it worked out. Well, not only did I not get it done, but I realized as I was traveling that I had forgotten my recorder. So I was like, what the heck? So what I decided, but then I thought about it and I decided to try it because it was Meta Monday anyway, and I was going to talk about my podcasting process. I was like, okay. I'm going to download the Allphonic app and try the app and talk about that a little bit. That will be Meta. I think I started the Dog Days the second year of Dog Days. I'm not sure. I looked at it the other day. It was either second or third year. And I believe it was just the first year. And I don't even remember if it was the entire time, but at least part of the time that I was doing it that first year, I used the Allphonic app. Now, at the time, I wasn't super happy with the quality of what I was getting. I don't think that was Allphonic's fault. I mean, the app was older. The phones were way older. This was years and years ago. The phones were older. I haven't even tested this. This is literally the first thing I'm doing, recording number one. So I have no idea if it's going to sound better, but it's okay. I wanted to do it to explore the option of having it. So my normal process is I use a Zoom H1. I'm super boring. I am a database administrator, developer, programmer, coder my whole entire life. I've been using Linux since like 93. Love writing hackery scripts and stuff, but I also tend to do way too many things, want to put my hands on it. Even though I partially automate it and partially script it, I never finish it up and just let it run all by itself because I never trust anything to work. So I, use a Zoom, copy the files off, name them the way I want them. One thing that I have been doing is I have been using Dropbox. So I dump it in a Dropbox folder on my laptop. And by the time I get over to the Allphonic site, it's uploaded so I can use Dropbox. The Dropbox thing is a hook, and we will be talking about that next episode because one of our summer resolutions is Dropbox, and we've had some movement on that front, but that's for tomorrow or next episode in 5 minutes after I finish this episode. Pull it out of Dropbox, run it through Allphonic. Pull it out of Dropbox, simultaneously open up my website, which is WordPress, create a new WordPress blog article, copy the majority of the stuff over from the last article, since all I ever do nowadays is just do Kenzoid's autonomous zone, you know, 30 days of the year. But copy from the last podcast episode. Write up the description and stuff in Auphonic, and then take that and copy it into WordPress, you know, just cut and paste it into WordPress. Yes, I realize that there are much better ways to do this that several of you use. It's just, I'm trying, but I can't take my hands off of this stuff. Copy it over so I got everything good, test, run the process, get things set up on WordPress so that, you know, even the longer ones of these only take a couple minutes to process, get through, gets dropped back into Dropbox. And then I literally start up WinSCP, copy that stuff over to my computer or to my Linode, you know, where Kenzoid.com is, by hand. Then I SSH into the box, SU to root, and then my... especially this time of the year, but I don't actually SU most of the time. I sudo, you know, and run like an individual command, or I don't SU to root very much anymore. Used to do it a lot more, but especially this time of year, I just literally back up through my shell history to change to the audio directory where all the MP3s are. Copy everything from my home, every MP3 from my home directory over to this directory. Then I, for some reason, ls-lrt so I can see it, and I realize, ooh, I don't want that because the user and group permissions are wrong on this thing because they're mine. I mean, I know it. I look at it every time, even though the very next thing I do is fix the owner and group permissions. Then I look at them again. I'm like, hey, look, now it's owned by, you know, www.data or whoever it is that owns it. And then I exit out, and then I test. I test every link to make sure, you know, everything is fine, and then publish the podcast. I have no idea why I do it like this. I mean, I do. I have every idea I know because it's how I work. I'm trying to work on that. That is another resolution-y sort of thing. So with this is on the phone. I haven't used the Auphonic phone thing in a while. But same basic process. I'm probably not going to correct the file name until I am putting it up on the server. In other words, I'm probably not going to do that on the phone. Because as soon as I am happy with the MP3 file up on the server, I'm probably going to delete the recording off the phone. I'm anal about saving space on phones. So I'm doing the recording now on the phone. Then, you know, like I said, it's been a while since I used the Auphonic process on here, but I logged in, made sure I was on, you know, connected to my account. Everything looked good. I was getting low on minutes. So I went ahead and bought a one-time minute bump upgrade that'll last me for several years of doing Dog Days or whatever other podcast I decided to maybe throw in. So everything looks good. I'm connected to my thing. So I'll just type all that stuff up on here. I wonder if I'll do that. Yeah, I'll have to type it up on here and then get it over. I have actually forgotten to do... I have actually done that before. I've typed it up on... And maybe now that I'm thinking about it, I actually remember this from the olden days. I would type it up, the show notes in Auphonic, in the description field where it would go into an ID3 tag. And then once I got the file... I would open up the ID3 properties of the MP3 file to copy out the description information so that I could put it on the website. Oh, that's going to be great. It's going to be just like the olden days. So, yeah, that is my way, way too manual process that I do right now. And that should change. But it hasn't as of right now. But, you know, on the good side, hopefully this sounds good, and we will be using it as episode 11, and then I'll be talking to you in just a few minutes on today's actual topic. So that's it for today. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. That's K-E-N-Z-O-I-D. And at that website, you can find links to pretty much anywhere you would want to talk to me. So that's it for today. and I should be back on track in just a few minutes. So talk to you very soon.